It is our joy this morning to welcome new members into our congregation. We do this in the fall and in the spring. I had a very good time leading a intro to UU series, and several of the people who were in there indicated they were ready to step forth and become members. So I'm going to invite them to come forward at this time, and first come forward and face me. Very happy to welcome this morning Ed Bowman, Pam Jordan and John McKinnon, Kelly Mahoney and Greg Ingersoll, and Elizabeth Zahn. So please come forward. Well, welcome, all of you. I've enjoyed very much getting to know you over the past several weeks, and now I'm very pleased to welcome you as the minister of this congregation into the life of this congregation. I am delighted to be your minister for all of you. If you'd like to turn and face the congregation, now let these folks know who you are. Right there in the middle in the purple sweater there, Ed Bowman, lives in Nashua, found out about us through Ray Villeneuve. So he's a lapsed Catholic and looking for another church. Visited us a few months ago and been coming back ever since. He currently volunteers at HEARTS, H-E-A-R-T-S, a peer support center of Greater Nashua, does that 5 days a week. He's also president of the HEARTS Board of Directors, and I'm sure he'd be glad to tell you more about that organization if you'd like to speak to him in coffee hour. Over on this side, Pam Jordan and John McKinnon. Of all the places to meet, Moscow, Russia, 1992. Lived in various places in North America. They moved here in July from Western Canada, where they were both history professors and where their daughter was born. The way they found their way to this congregation was by way of Greeley Park, where they were taking a walk and happened upon Chip McGee and Mary Merkel and somehow got into a conversation that got them here. Thank you. Great to be here. You can always spread the word. All right. Kelly Mahoney, Greg Ingersoll, over on my other side here. They live in Derry with their children, Jacob, Annika, and Erica. They were members at South Church in Portsmouth some years ago, and then they moved to Long Island. And when they came back to this area, now they are connecting with us. I mentioned the three kids, which means Kelly at the time is a stay-at-home mom. Greg works for Autodesk in Waltham. They like hiking, skiing, and snowshoeing. You'll find a lot of compatriots here for that. Next to them is Elizabeth Zahn. She lives here in Nashua, originally from Pennsylvania. Retired from nursing after 44 years down at Lowell General Hospital. It helps to advertise. She saw our ad for an open house Sunday back in October, came here, and is now joining with us. So I'm pleased to welcome all of these people here. I'm going to ask you to stand and offer your greeting for them as well. You'll find the congregation response for new members in your order of service. So I invite the members of this congregation to join me in saying, as members of the Unitarian
Universalist Church of Nashville, we welcome you to be a part of our life, in worship, in fellowship, in learning, and in searching. We ask you to join with us in maintaining the liberal religious presence in the community. May we work together in love, seek the truth and freedom, serve the needs.
Thank you. Be seated. Don't go away just yet. Now I'm going to invite each of these persons to come forward and sign our membership book and be welcomed into our congregation. I invite Ellen Fisher to come forward and greet them as well. So come on over.
Thank you. Let's send a special welcome to all these new members and greet them in coffee.
Well, it's great to have all of you here, and again, welcome to the life and all the many activities of this congregation. Thank you so much. You do honor us by joining us, and this is where the future ongoing life and vitality of our congregation lies, in the people that we bring into our membership. So do take a special time during the coffee hour today to give your personal welcome, your personal greetings to these very fine people who have joined with us today.